Hi, everybody. This is Andy Elford, the host of the podcast All Andy Elford. And tonight's show is a special live edition of All Andy Elford as we do our show on Facebook Live this evening. So tonight's show is unedited, unrehearsed, and full of content. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Guess who's back?
All Andy Elford.
And a shot and a goal.
54
runs in the span. I'd really shut out.
Dumbino!
A hit to a home run.
Go!
Jeff,
way back.
Put some extra relish on my hot dog.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Choo-choo, it's time for All Andy Elford.
Ode to the Kelly Cup starts last night at the Huntington Center. The Fish, a huge 4-1 win. Tonight, game two of the division semifinal between our Toledo Walleye and the Indianapolis Fuel sees the Fish taking a lead in this series going to Indianapolis. A huge big win tonight at the Bank Tank. A huge crowd. A new goaltender in the pipes. And a huge win. A absolute huge win for the Fish tonight, as the Walleye getting a huge win at the Bank Tank tonight. And this is a special post-game edition of All Andy Elford right here on on the Spotify Podcast Network, as well as on Facebook Live right here on the All Andy Elford Network. I am your host, Andy Elford, coming to you from the Man Cave Studios here in the beautiful city of Toledo, Ohio, as we are on the air tonight. A huge win for the Fish and a great crowd on hand, a huge crowd on hand. The Fish, a huge win tonight on the program. We're going to recap the game for you. You'll hear my opinions and takes on that. Also, we'll hear from season ticket holder Wes Carr, who was in attendance again tonight. He'll give us his thoughts on what he saw on the ice tonight between both Indianapolis and Toledo. We'll also dive into some of the little few other sports topics as well, and a look around the East Coast Hockey League. But if you were at the Huntington Center tonight for Game 2, and it was a huge crowd on hand, we've shared this page, shared this broadcast with so many people. If you were in the crowd tonight, if you saw, watched the game, if you witnessed it, let me hear from you. Yeah. Let me hear from you right here on All Andy Elford tonight. You could post your comments here on Facebook Live or share it with us on our Twitter account, which is at All Andy Elford. It is at All Andy Elford as well. A lot to get into tonight. And, of course, let's get right into what we just witnessed that just finished up a few minutes ago at the Huntington Center as our Toledo Walleye took on the Indianapolis Fuel in Game 2 of the division semifinals that took place at the Huntington Center. A great crowd on hand. John Lethemon starting in the pipe tonight. No Sebastian Cosa. Lethemon gets the game two start that was announced last night after we went off the air. So Wes was absolutely right. You knew that they were going to start Lethemon in this game. And, you know, let's see between the two goaltenders who's better. And in my opinion, I feel like John Lethemon and Sebastian Cosa are on even playing terms when it comes to this team. They really are. And I like both goaltenders. I think the Fish are pretty solid in the goaltending realm. And, you know, this is going to be a tough test for Indianapolis to try to beat these two top-tier goaltenders, in my opinion. And it was a great game and started off not even 2 minutes in the game with Andrew Sturz getting his first of the playoff from Brett McKenzie. And it was 1-0 Fish on a 5-on-5 goal. And what I said last night at the end of our podcast and at the end of the Facebook Live was this: they needed to get into a 5-on-5 goaling pattern, and they did. They scored on a 5-on-5 right off the bat, and the Fish jumped out with literally 1-0 lead. Indy then capitalizes towards the end of the first period with Mikovic getting his first of the playoffs from Brown and tying the game at 1 apiece after 20 minutes of play. Now, a lot of rough stuff happening in that first period. You could tell that Indy was trying to draw more penalties in this game, but Toledo was definitely on their toes, on their feet, and on point for this team, against this team. And it was just a great outing for the Fish because they stood to what they played with. They did not get into the chinky penalties. They did not get into, you know, the retaliation penalties. But well, there was a couple, but we'll get into that as we go on in this broadcast. But it was good to see that the Fish were holding their own. You get into the second period, tied at one apiece, and then on the power play, it was Drew Warag getting his first of the campaign from T.J. Hendzik. The old man's capitalizing with Charlie Curdy on the power play, and it makes it a 2-1 walleye lead after 40 minutes of play. And again, it looked like Indianapolis at the beginning of this period in the second period was absolutely jumping. They were trying to capitalize coming off of the big goal at the end of the first period to capitalize and to take the chance that they could get in front of the Fish. But they could not get in front of the Fish at all, as, it, like I said, Warag getting his first on the power play. And then that's what it stood after 40 minutes of play. Into the third period we go, and not even 40 seconds into the period, Trenton Bliss gets his second of the campaign from Barton and Hawkins on the power play. Two power play goals for the Fish tonight, and they are up 3-1 halfway through the third period. Now, a costly penalty does put Toledo behind the box with less than 3 minutes to go in the game, but a roll of the dice from the Indy coach. He rolls the dice, thinks that he can pull the goaltender, make it a 5-on-4 opportunity, possibly 6-on-5 when it comes to it, but Vero gets the puck, buries it from almost the left faceoff dot in the Toledo zone into the empty net. It's 4-1 Fish. And I was watching the game with my wife. I said, you know, it could be over, but, you know, you can't count out the East Coast Hockey League. You can't count out games in the East Coast League. And sure enough, I was absolutely right. Indianapolis then capitalizes. At the 17:44 mark of the third period, Conklin gets his first of the season from Lang and Cameron. It's 4-2 Indy. And I'm saying to myself, a two-goal lead is never safe in the East Coast Hockey League. It never really is. But the Fish find a way. They get it down. They get it down deep into the neutral zone and then deep into Indy's zone. Burn the clock down. And the Fish get the job done tonight at the Bank Tank by a final score of 4-2. Toledo outshot in this game by Indianapolis 36-33, so 69 shots in total in this game. Indy 0-for-3 on the power play, Toledo 2-for-6 on their power play attempts. Indy had 21 minutes in penalties, Toledo 15 minutes in penalties in this game. 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points for Indy, 4 goals, 7 assists, 11 points for the Fish. 8,308 in attendance at the Bank Tank tonight. 2 hours, 34 minutes took to play the game. John Lethemon, the game-winning goaltender. He stopped 34 of 36, a save percentage of a .925 in his outing. It was Weeks getting the second night start. He stopped 29 of 32, his save percentage of a .875. So, Weeks, again, strong. The three stars of the game were Drew Warad, the number one star. It was Lettman, the number two star. I think he should have been the number one star, in my opinion. A great performance by him. And Barton, the number three star in this game. So, the takeaways from this game. One is this. The goaltending for Toledo is very, very strong. Between both Kosa and Lettman, I am very, very confident between what's happening in between the pipes. I like what's happening. I like what's happening with this team. Number two, they are fighting. They are keeping their heads to a level coolness in this series. I absolutely like what I'm seeing from the Fish. I love seeing that they're playing defense, attacking, again, continuing with the block shots in this game. You know, helping Lettman and helping Kosa is a very, very key thing for this team to continue on this playoff run. And it's going to be key. Third thing, getting the goals on 5-on-5, and that is what the key thing was tonight, is that getting that first goal and jumping out to that early lead to set the tone. They need to continue doing that as now the series now transitions to Indianapolis. This is a huge opportunity for the Fish to, you know, take control of this series. Now, like I mentioned to you last night, Game 3, Game 4 are Tuesday and Thursday night at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum on the Indianapolis or the Indianapolis State Fairgrounds. So those are big games. But like I mentioned before, this is also starting a speed week for the Indianapolis 500. So a lot of people are going to be going to that. They're not going to be paying much attention to what's happening with the AA hockey team. So not a big attendance, I'm thinking, for these next two games, with it being weeknight games. So that could be a benefit for the Fish. It could be another wheeling situation where the building's not going to be full. So I'm looking at it as Toledo can attack with that because Indy's fan base is not going to show up for this series. So there's that. That's the number two thing. And number three thing is this. The veterans tonight stepped up to the plate. You have McKenzie that stepped up to the plate. He's a plus one. Sturt stepped up to the plate. He's a plus two tonight. Tatayev coming back, it's negative one. Sabrango at even. Barton, negative one. Warred at even. Meyer, even as well. The veterans stepping up. Curry, Meyer, Craigs, Albert in the lineup tonight. I like that. I like that a lot. I think he is, it's going to be key. But the one thing that I got tonight I'm more worried about is Riley McCourt. He went into the boards into the second period, and he went in awkwardly, hitting his head, losing his helmet. He skated off on his own power. He went into the dressing room, did not come out in the third period. Hopefully we get an update on what happened with him. To me, it looked like he went awkwardly into the boards. He slammed his head right into the boards. I'm thinking, I'm not a doctor or I'm not a trainer, but it looked to me like he was very, very woozy and not skating at full strength. So that could be a concussion. It could be an injury where it could be in that realm. But McCourt, a defenseman, they were playing with five defensemen in this game, and they, in the defensive core of Gordy Meyer, Charlie Curdy, stepping up to the plate with Sabango, Barton, and Alvaro, all stepping up to the plate in this with the five D-men, it was perfectly fine. It was absolutely fine. So let's hope that we're healthy into this going into Game 3 on Tuesday. We get a couple days off. Let's hope for the best. We will hope for the best, and let's see what happens. So those are the three key things. I am very, very astounded to see how this team is going to look on this road, on this big two-game road, this three-game, possibly three-game road trip. You know, Tuesday night, Game 3 in the Farmers Coliseum, Game 4 in the Farmers Coliseum, and then Game 5 Saturday night in the Farmers Coliseum before, if this series comes back to Toledo, will be in Game 6 on Monday, May 1st, and Game 7, Tuesday, May 2nd. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But, you know, it's going to be a fun series. This has been a fun series so far. A lot of hitting, a lot of emotion in this series. I will give you this. Now, I know you're going to ask me this question right off the bat, and I'm going to ask Wes this question here in just a second when he comes on the air in just a little bit. If you're asking me this question about the goaltending and about the goal that was wiped clean by McKenzie into the puck on his breakaway, if you look at the and Matt Melzack and Claire Dow, you know, they do a fantastic job. Matt was questioning, had a question mark on that goal. Let me tell you what I thought about this. That puck was still in the padding of the goaltender, and McKenzie was pushing the pad, which means that he's trying to push the pad in with the puck. The puck becomes loose. It goes into the back of the net. In the rule book of that, in the ECHL rule book, I looked it up before we came on the broadcast, a player should not push the goaltender's pad When covering the puck, that means the puck is frozen. It is frozen underneath the pad of the goaltending player. So it's frozen, and that means that it is a frozen puck, which means it's not playable, and which means that the whistle should have been blown, and then the puck goes in the back of the net. The light went on. The official goal judge did his job. Light went on, but the official blew the play dead, and it was clearly a blown play. But in this game, if you look at this game so far, in the first period alone, it should have been 3-1 Indianapolis. With the amount of attempts that Indianapolis had on us, John Lethman needed to be the number one star in this game. He needed to be the number one star in this game because this could have been a different outcome, a different series, and a different play when it comes to this. It really could have. And, you know, it's scary. It's scary to see that this team and the goaltending for Toledo has really stepped up to the plate with Lethman and Kosa. These two are going to, I hope, lead us to a deeper run in this playoff series, and I hope they lead us to a long run in this playoff series. But I want your opinion. I want you to hear what you have to say about tonight's game. Game 2, the Fish, a huge win by a score of 4-2. Like I said, Indy out shooting Toledo in the game 36-33. Indy 0-3 on the power play. Toledo 2-6 as we're on Facebook Live tonight right here on the Spotify Podcast Network as we're simulcast on both Spotify and on Facebook Live. Like to hear your comments and questions on what you saw tonight at the Bank Tank. Looking at scores from around the East Coast Hockey League, of course, tonight it was game three of the series between Adirondack and Newfoundland. And Adirondack falls to Newfoundland 7-1 as Newfoundland takes a 2-1 series lead in this series. Florida, the number 4 seed in the South Division, took on the number 1 seed South Carolina Stingrays and blanked the Stingrays at North Charleston Coliseum by a score of 5-0 in that affair. Reading getting a 5-3 win at Slander Arena. A 5-3 win for the Reading Royals. They're up 2-0 on the Maine Mariners. And, of course, we got one game that's still going on as we speak. The Cincinnati Cyclones are battling the Fort Wayne Comets. Of course, last night you heard it here on the broadcast, the game-winning goal for Cincinnati as Cincinnati comes back from a 3-goal deficit to win in overtime 4-3. Tonight, with 5:38 to go in the third period, the Cyclones up 2-0 on the Fort Wayne Comets. Fort Wayne is down in this series 1-0. By the way, tomorrow's slate, there is one game. Greenville is in Jacksonville, 5 o'clock Eastern, puck drop for that game. That will be taking place tomorrow night. And then we have series on Monday, a full slate of series as Reading travels to Maine, Florida battles South Carolina, and Allen is in Kansas City. Allen and Kansas City both tied at 1 apiece in their series. As, like I said, the series for Reading now transfers to Maine for their big series in that one. And then, like I said, game 3 for the Fish will be Tuesday night. A lot of big games. Of course, the one besides the one we're watching between Toledo and Indy is the Fort Wayne-Cincinnati series. That travels back to the Coliseum in Fort Wayne for their big series on that affair on Tuesday night right there. So go ahead, paste your comments, your questions right here on All Andy All for tonight. We're going to get Wes in here in just a few minutes for his interview and his take on what happened tonight at the Bank Tank. We'll get Wes here in just a little bit right here on the All Andy Alford Network, right here on Spotify Podcast, as well as on Facebook Live. All right, joining me right now on the All Andy Alford Facebook Live post-game show right here for Game 2, as our Fish getting a big 4-2 win over the Indy Fuel. Of course, season ticket holder Wes Carr joining me on the podcast. Wes, good evening to you. Big difference between last night and tonight. A bigger crowd on hand, but, you know, the same outcome for the Fish. What is your take on what you saw tonight in game two?
I thought, well, it's totally wrong from yesterday, thinking that there'd be more from Indy on retaliation. So that's one thing that was different. But every time the Walleye score early, it makes the crowd go wild. So that was one thing. It's always fun.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about last night that, you know, we didn't know if Watson was going to go with Lettman. We find out after the game tonight, last night, and after we went off the air, that Lettman was going to start tonight. You know, I was talking to the viewers and the listeners, and I thought, you know, halfway through the first, towards the end of the first period, it should have been 3-1 Indianapolis with the amount of chances that Indy had on, like, the shorthanded opportunities. But, you know, John stepped up to the plate. From where you were sitting at tonight, did you think that John really stepped up to the plate for this team?
Yeah, he looked really good. Yeah, that first penalty was a joke because Sturts was just going straight to the bench, and when he was stopped by Brown there, and they caught a penalty on that, that was pretty lame right there.
Yeah,
but Lessman, yeah, he looked great.
And it's going to be, I think, in my opinion, it's going to, we now have two goaltenders that's honestly going to be very, very dangerous going forward into this series, especially with how good Kosa was last night, how great John Lettman was tonight. You know, it's going to help you out in between the pipes to keep the puck away. But again, like we mentioned last night, you know, the block shots really helped him out again tonight. And, you know, the late goal in the first period, I was saying on the show tonight that it felt like Indy was pushing towards in that second period, at the beginning of the second period, trying to push after getting that goal. Did you feel like they were getting more momentum at the beginning of the second period, and then Toledo just took it away when they scored that power play goal?
They seem to go away from yesterday by, I guess, being more physical. I was saying by avoiding penalties early on there. Soon after that goal there, it did look like they were making a rush. But, and then
Walleye
came out on top, which is always good.
It's always good. You were close enough towards the end of that second period with the McKenzie fight that took place there. You know, give us what you saw out of that whole situation.
I didn't see much of that one, to be honest.
You see the one towards the end of the second period where they were fighting right against the Indy bench, where they were fighting, pushing, and shoving, and, you know, it just became between. I thought that point right there was one of the focal turning points going from the transition from the second to the third period, because you felt like, you know, Indy was pushing in that second period, and they were frustrated because they couldn't get anything into the back of the net. Toledo capitalizes on the power play in that period, scores, and they just couldn't get anything going. And then all of a sudden, you see this happen towards the end of the period, but these two drop the gloves, or it just becomes a commotion. It's a lot of pushing and shoving, and then McKenzie drops it with Cameron, and they just go at it right there against the right before the end of the period, which then turns the Walleye to get a power play at the start of the third period, and they capitalize not even 30, 45 seconds into that period with the power play goal. You know, I thought that was the turning point in the whole entire game, in my opinion, but that was just me. What was your take on the whole third period of the game tonight?
It was sort of pretty consistent with how they were playing yesterday. So I liked where it was going. I think with Lettman back and everything, It just, yeah, totally frustrated Indy.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And, it just looked pretty solid. I'm hoping for a sweep. That's what I'm thinking.
You're thinking it's turning into a 4-game sweep. That's what your mindset is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, 8,000 plus again in the building tonight. You know, talk about the energy and talk about how it was tonight compared to last night, because I know we had a much bigger crowd tonight than we did last night. But was it about the same energy that we had from last night?
It's always a nice atmosphere. And everybody was going crazy.
Yeah.
Had some hecklers here and there. So getting on Indy.
That's to be expected. Usually, that's to be expected. Yep. I mean, yep. So you're looking towards it being a sweep now in this series. What do you want to see out of this team going into this game three in Indianapolis going forward into this game? Do you think that they need to keep the momentum, keep the gas pedal down to, you know, take out the fuel basically?
I like how these games have been going with pretty consistent. The power play has been good, although a little messy sometimes, but expect that.
Yeah, they were 2-for-6 tonight, Wes, on the power play.
So. Yeah. It's mainly, I would say, goalies keep it up. And defense and should be good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of as a three-pull thing. You know, the goaltending has to keep on pace. You know, now the question is, who do you start now in Game 3? Do you start? Do you go back to Kosa for Game 3 and for the first game in Indianapolis, or do you ride John Lethman from the momentum that he had here in Game 2, or do you... it's a tough test for Watson right now because you've got two hot goaltenders that, you know, that has now both teams, basically both Indy has seen both guys, and they only got one pass Kosa last night. They got two pass Lettman tonight. You don't know which way Watson's going to go. I'm thinking it's going to probably be Kosa for game three in this, because he had a couple days rest, he's gonna be relaxed, and then you go back to Lethman for game four, if that's possibly the sweep. So I mean, that's how I'm seeing it. I mean, do you see it the same way?
I would expect a rotation there.
For
Kosa to be game three.
Yeah, I figured he would probably be that. And then the second thing you were talking about, the defensive side of things, you know, continue with the block shots. I also think, personally, we don't know what had happened with Riley McCourt. We'll find that out probably later on. You know, he went in awkwardly to the boards. They showed it in the broadcast tonight. I was watching it. He went in awkwardly, head first into the boards, lost the helmet, skated on his own power to the bench. He did not come back to the bench the entire rest of the second period and the third. So now if that means, and they skated with five defensemen, so they're going to be down, they're down a defenseman the entire game, still stepped up to the plate. So now you're going to have to call up, you're going to have to grab one of the players that's been on injured reserve or that's on the playoff reserve to fill in the McCourt spot, because I think he's probably going to be out for some time. I want to hear your take. You think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Did they say anything with the one girl that was denied?
Yeah, I was just talking to the viewers and the listeners about this. Now they ruled it no goal on the ice, and you could tell in the overhead shot that they were showing, and they showed two angles. They showed the shot facing the goaltender, and you could see that the puck was tucked under the pad, and then McKenzie takes a second whack at it and pushes the pad. Then that puck becomes across the line and then goes into the back of the net. That's when they waived it no goal. And in the rule, if in the ECHL rule book, I did look this up, and I mentioned it on the podcast earlier, that if the puck is covered by the goaltender, you know, it becomes almost a frozen puck. It becomes frozen. So that means if the referee can't see it in sight line, then that means the play is blown dead. McKenzie then goes into the net, pushes the pad, and it looked, it's one of those weird things, Wes, that I witnessed. It's like the puck and the skate was right next to each other. So it was like almost like if it's on the skate and then McKenzie pushes in, it's a goal. It's open. But it's right in that crease line between the pad and the skate. So it's a judgment call by the official, and the official then waves it with no goal. That's how they saw it. That's how the rule book sees it, and that's how I saw it too on the television side. But I know you didn't see it because they didn't show the replay until after the fact. But you could tell that right. Watson was very upset by it. So I'm taking it that you thought it was a goal then.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be a goal. We didn't see anything that would make it a no goal, so we saw some beer was going to get thrown out onto the ice there. But
you know, you could tell that the fans were the paid officials were very, very upset in the stands tonight because of that. But like I was saying earlier to you, Wes, you know, it should have been at that point could have been a 3-2 game. Because how good Indianapolis was in the first period with chance after chance, but John Lithman stepping up to the plate. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's a judgment call by the official. It could have been a goal. It could not have been a goal. But it ends up being no goal. But in the end, the Walleye do get the big win tonight at the Huntington Center. That's a big thing. That's a good thing.
That's all that matters.
And you know, we're two down, 14 more to go for the Kelly Cup. You know, it's what it is.
Yeah,
it is what it is. All right, Wes, thank you for coming on the podcast. We'll get a touch with you this later on this week. Of course, game 3 Tuesday night, we'll be in touch with you, and we'll get your opinion and your thoughts on what you witness tonight on Tuesday night. Is that going to be good with you?
All right. Yeah, that should be good.
All right, perfect. All right, perfect. Wes, have a great rest of the weekend and enjoy the rest of the Sunday holiday coming up. Sunday holiday, whatever it is. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, see you, Wes. That was Wes Carr, the season ticket holder that sits behind the Indianapolis goaltender. The Indianapolis bench right here on the All Andy Elford Podcast Network. As you are listening to us tonight on the Spotify Podcast Network. As we are on the air tonight, of course, the Fish, a huge win. Over the Indianapolis Fuel tonight by the score of 4-2. As you are listening to us on the plethora of platforms with the Spotify Podcast Network, whether it be on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Bleaker, Stitcher, however you're listening, wherever and whenever you're listening, thank you for tuning in. And by the way, we're checking the score right now. It has just gone final at Heritage Bank Center Arena as the Cincinnati Cyclones take a 2-1 series lead going to the Coliseum in Fort Wayne. As Cincinnati, a winner 2-1 tonight. They're now up 2-0 on the Fort Wayne Comets. Toledo up 2-0 now on the Indy Fuel. I was watching the walleye, the majority of the walleye game. I did flip around and caught the end of what happened between Winnipeg and Vegas tonight. That game was an absolute barn burner, a great game. And in double overtime, Vegas gets the 5-4 win over the Winnipeg Jets as they take a 2-1 series lead in that affair. Right now, into overtime right now, the Leafs and the Lightning tied at 3 apiece. Going into overtime right now, the Devils and Rangers tied at 1 halfway towards the end of the third period. And the Kraken just now taking a 1-0 lead over the Colorado Avalanche. 6:11 to go in the first period in that affair. That's taking place today here at in the NHL. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock drop on TNT. Carolina is in the Isle to battle the Islanders. That's game 4. Carolina up 2-1 on the New York Islanders. 3:30 puck drop. Boston taking on the Panthers. 3:30 drop on TNT. At 6:30 on TBS, it'll be Dallas and Minnesota. And then the nightcap, last night's game, I stayed up for that one. I stayed up to almost 1 o'clock in the morning to watch Edmonton in Los Angeles. I thought that was probably one of the best games so far, the playoffs. The controversial end of that game, Edmonton falls to LA 2-1. They're now down. LA's up 2-1 on the Edmonton Oilers in that series. That is a surprise for you guys on that one there. Also, got to make mention of this really quickly. Of course, we haven't been on the air on the regular side of the podcast. If you're wondering why we haven't been on the air on the regular podcast, it's that we're doing all these shows for the Walleye podcast, so for the Walleye postseason. As we're continuing to do those, we're going to be doing regular shows. We'll be back on the air for a regular podcast on Thursday afternoon, regular show. And then we'll, of course, have the Walleye postgame show after the game on Thursday night, which will be game 4 of the series. West believes it's going to be a sweep. I still think Toledo in 6. I think Indy still gets a game out of this situation. It's not going to go a full sweep. I think Toledo gets at least maybe 1 or maybe 2 in Indianapolis, but I think Indy still gets 1 game out of the whole situation. I think Toledo in 6. But it's leaning towards now, for me, Toledo in 5 in this series. So there is that for you. Also got to make mention of this happening down in the Woodlands in Texas, as it is the Chevron Championship right now taking place. The tie at the lead in first spot is Kopez and Yin at 10 under par. They are going to tee off together. And then tied for third is Amy Yang, Venezuela, and Megan Kang, both at 9 under par. Hyunjin Choi and Ha Jo Kim at 8 under par, tied for 6th with Nelly Korda and Ah Lin Kim at 8 under par. The Tanavan at 7 under par, Budai at 6 under par, tied for 11th in her round. Lydia Vu at 6 under par, Carolyn Segunda at 5 under par, Ali Ewing at 5 under par, tied for 13th as well. By the way, Brooke Henderson tied for 23rd at 2 under par. She'll tee off at 10:20 tomorrow morning in the Woodlands in Texas. So that's taking place as you're watching and listening to a special edition of All Andy Elford tonight right here on the Spotify Podcast Network, as the Walleye, a huge win tonight by the score of 4-2, as the Fish get a huge win in that game. The Fish, a huge win. They will now travel to Indianapolis for game 3 of the series, which will be a 7 o'clock puck drop on that one. It'll be a 7 o'clock drop in that one. And then on Thursday, another 7 o'clock puck drop in that affair as well. Other news and notes to pass along from around the sporting world. Got to pay attention to that as well. Besides our Fish, our fight, as they are into their postseason run. Of course, a lot of the winter sports are into postseason runs right now. And it is a barn burner in the NBA right now, I'll tell you that much. NBA looks like this. The 76ers sweep the Nets 96 to 88. The Suns, a 112-100 winner over the Clippers today. Phoenix up 3-1 now on the Clippers. The Heat are now up 2-1 on the number one seed Milwaukee Bucks. Right now, at the end of the first quarter, it's the LA Lakers 35, the Memphis Grizzlies 9. That's right, 35-9. Unbelievable in that scoring realm right there. So there's that for you. Also, got to make mention some baseball stuff. Of course, today the Mud Hens take both games of the double dip tonight at Huntington Park. They shut out the Clippers in game 1-4, and they win the second game as well. The Tigers fall tonight to the Baltimore Orioles by the score of 5-1. You also had the Guardians in a double dip today over the Marlins. They lost in game 1-6. They are losing right now in game 2-3, so that looks like they're going to be swept there. The Pirates beat up on the Reds 2-1. Padres a 5-3 lead right now on the Diamondbacks. The Royals 6-5 on top of the Angels right now. Mariners falling right now to the Cardinals 3-1. The Blue Jays fall to the Yankees 3-2. The Nationals a 10-4 win over the Minnesota Twins. Cubs beat up on the Cubs lose to the Dodgers today 9-4. Phillies a 4-3 win over the Rockies. Giants a 7-4 win over the Mets. The White Sox fall to the Rays 4-3. And the Rangers pound out the Athletics today by the score of 18-3. Unbelievable. Brewers a 5-4 win over the Red Sox. Astros a 6-3 win over the Atlanta Braves. So there's that for you. And by the way, the Marlins up 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth against the Guardians in that affair taking place. But of course, like I mentioned before, the Fish a 4-2 win tonight over the Indianapolis Fuel. Again, to recap it for you guys, going over the whole scoring situation, it was jumping out to the early lead for the Fish. The Fish jumped out to an early 1-0 lead on a goal by Andrew Sturts at the 154 mark of the first period. But then Maskovic getting his first of the playoff run at the 1659 mark of the first period, tying it at 1-1 after 20 minutes of play. We start up the second period, and Drew Warad getting his first of the playoffs at the 409 mark of the second period on the power play, giving the Fish a 2-1 lead. As I'm getting a special guest as well on the podcast tonight, of course, got to make mention of this guy. Say hi. This is Sox. He's a kitten. He's my tuxedo cat. His name is Sox. He has a brother. His name is Puck. So got to give mention of that really quick. He wanted to be on the camera. Back to the recap, of course. But then 40 seconds into the start of the third period, Bliss getting his first of the playoffs. It's 3-1 Fish on a 5-on-4 power play a 4-on-4 power play, 4-on-4 even strength. Indianapolis decides to pull the goaltender, and then Toledo capitalizes with Vero getting his first of the playoffs at the 16:39 mark into the empty net. It's 4-1 Fish, and then Indianapolis tries to capitalize with Kachara getting his first of the playoff campaign at the 17:44 mark of the period. It was not enough time as Indianapolis falls by the score of 4-2. They are out. Indy outshot Toledo in the game 36-33. Toledo 2-for-6 on the power play. Indianapolis 0-for-3. John Lethemon, the winning goaltender, weeks the losing goaltender in that affair. Again, scores from around the East Coast Hockey League. Newfoundland a 7-1 win over Adirondack tonight. Florida a 5-0 shutout win against the number one South Carolina Stingrays. Maine falls to the Reading Royals by a score of 5-3. And like I mentioned just before we came back on the air with Wes Carr, it was Cincinnati a 2-1 win over the Fort Wayne Comets. Fort Wayne now down 2-0 to the number one Cincinnati Cyclones in this series. So where do we go from here? So now Toledo now will head to the Indiana Farmers Coliseum in Indianapolis, Indiana, on the state fairgrounds. They will play against each other on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock puck drop. We will be on the air post-game after that game to give you the recap right here on All Andy Alfred. as the Fish. A huge win tonight by the score of 4-2. Got to give pressure to Brian Keaton, timing with all Andy Alford, of course, as the Fish. A huge win tonight, 4-2 over the Indianapolis Fuel. And a huge win for the Fish tonight as they take a commanding 2-0 series lead against the Indianapolis Fuel. With now the series traveling now to the Farmers Coliseum. They will play game 3 Tuesday night, 7 o'clock puck drop for that one. Thursday, game 4, 7 o'clock puck drop for that one. If necessary, will be game 5. Game 5 will be taking place on Saturday night. Another 7 o'clock puck drop in the Farmers Coliseum. If that series is still, if the series is up 3-2, it comes back to Toledo on May the 1st for Game 6. That's a 7:35. That's 7:35 puck drop for that one on May the 1st. And then, if necessary, Game 7 will be the next night, May 2nd, another 7:35 puck drop for that affair as well. So, to recap, again, Cincinnati up in their series 2-0 on Fort Wayne. Toledo is up 2-0 on their series against Indianapolis. Reading up 2-0 on the Maine Mariners. The Florida Everblades, the defending Kelly Cup champions, up 1-0 on the South Carolina Stingrays. Newfoundland up 2-1 on the Adirondack Thunder. Around the East Coast Hockey League, of course, Greenville up 1-0 on the Jacksonville Icemen. But one of the big stories out of this whole ECHL playoffs is the whole Utah-Idaho series. Now, Idaho is the 2023 Brabham Cup champions. They won 34 straight home games. They're 34-5 at home. And they're down 2-0 to the Utah Grizzlies. That is a shocker. If Idaho does get beat by Utah, then I have a feeling the Fish can get through it. Fish can get back to the playoff, get to the Kelly Cup final. It's plain and simple. They can get to the Kelly Cup final if that's the way. Brian says, let's not let it come back home. Got to seal the deal there. Absolutely. Of course, got to make mention of this as well, too. Just found out tonight. Of course, like tomorrow night at the Huntington Center, there's more sporting events happening in the city because the Mudheads will be coming back home against Syracuse next week. But tomorrow night at the Huntington Center, WWE Sunday Stunner is coming to town. The main event, I found out what the main event tomorrow night is. It will be the Usos, Jimmy and Jay, and Solo Sikoa versus Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, I gotta do it, and the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Yes, he is going there. That is the six-man tag match. That is tomorrow night's main event at the Huntington Center. Also, in appearance for tomorrow night, you have Gunther, the Intercontinental Champion from Imperium, will be also in attendance for this. And my guy, one of my new guys, I like this guy. I like this guy a lot. I think I'm starting to really like this guy in WWE. Let me talk to you. It is going to be L.A. Knight. Yeah! It's going to be at the Huntington Center tomorrow night. Also with Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, the women's tag champions are going to be there, as well as Karrion Kross will be also in attendance for that as well. So they will be there as well. Tickets are still available. They're as low as $20 seats. $20 seats. If you want to sit ringside, it's $150. There's $20, $30 seats still available. If you buy the tickets at the box office, it's better to buy them at the box office, because you only have to pay a $3 service fee instead of all the other processing and all the other service fees. So L.A. Knight, baby. Yeah. Going to be at the Huntington Center. And I'm starting to like that guy. He's becoming, in my opinion, like the new Stone Cold Steve Austin, in my opinion. So, Going off topic, of course, wrestling, I'm going off topic. And, Brian, I got to make mention of this, too. I'm going to mention it on my other podcast. I, in my opinion, do not like the Outcasts on AEW. It's like you like peanut butter and chocolate together. You like peanut butter and jelly, it's great together. Peanut butter and bread is great together. You put all three of those, peanut butter, chocolate, and bread together, it's terrible. So I don't like it when they put... I don't like this whole Toni Storm, Saraya, and Ruby Soho together. All three ladies are great individually. You put them in a team together, absolute worst. Absolute worst. Absolute worst. And they're becoming the women's version of D-Generation X in AEW. I cannot stand it. Cannot stand it. Cannot stand it. Can't believe I'm talking wrestling on a post-game edition of a walleye playoff game, but yeah, that's how I feel about that. So yeah, Fish, a huge win tonight, 4-2 over the Indy Fuel. Like I mentioned before, tomorrow night's slate, one game in the East Coast Hockey League, Greenville and Jacksonville, 5 o'clock puck drop for that one. Like I said, also the NHL, gotta wait, give you a little taste on that. It has just gone in the end of the first overtime. Toronto and Tampa tied at 3 at the end of the first overtime. So second overtime is looking like it's going to happen there, as well as an overtime period. It's going to take place in the Garden tonight between the Devils and the Rangers. The Rangers on a power play in that one, so that's cool. End of the first period as Seattle is up 1-0 on the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche. So there is that for you. And like I said, tomorrow's slate, 1 o'clock, it will be Carolina and New York, the Islanders. 1 o'clock draw for that one. 3:30, she's Boston taking on the Florida Panthers. At 6:30, it will be Dallas in Minnesota for game 4 of that series. Minnesota up 2-1 on Dallas. And Edmonton will be in L.A. to battle the Kings. Edmonton down in the series 2-1. In that affair. And then Monday slate, Toronto is in Tampa for game 4. Vegas is in Winnipeg, 9:30 drop for that one. New York is battling the Devils are battling the Rangers for game 4. And Colorado is in Seattle for game 4 as well. So a lot of hockey on Monday night. Got Monday Night Raw, the last Raw before the WWE draft. Yeah, and the Raw is going to be in Chicago this week. There's that. That sets you up for, by the way, sets you up for Backlash, which is next week. So there is that for you. So there is all of that for you guys tonight right here on All Andy Alford on the Spotify Podcast Network. As you're listening to us and watching us on Facebook Live as well as on Spotify Podcast, whether it be on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Bleaker, Stitcher, however you're listening, wherever and whenever you're listening. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back on the air for another Facebook Live as well as a simulcast on the Spotify Podcast Network on Tuesday night post-game. And then our regular show Thursday afternoon. We'll have our taped episode of our regular show Thursday afternoon. We'll gladly have Wes back on the air on Tuesday evening after game 3. We'll get his opinion, his thoughts on what he saw. It's a different opinion. It's a different set of eyes than yours truly. But we'll have him on the air as well. The Marlins just beat the Guardians 3-2. So that is a final that's just happened. So the Guardians fall in both games of the double dip tonight. So there is that for you guys tonight. So that's going to wrap it up for All Andy Alford tonight on the special post-game edition. The Fish, a huge 4-2 win tonight. They get the job done. They take a 2-0 series lead to Indianapolis. Game 3 set for 7 o'clock on Tuesday night in the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. If you don't go to the Indianapolis, watch the game on BTSN or watch it at your favorite establishment. And then come to the All Andy Alford Facebook page and let's talk about what we witnessed on Tuesday night and tonight and on Friday night and what's going to happen on Thursday night as well as what's happening on Tuesday night. You can always be a part of our show by following us on Twitter. It is at All Andy Alford. It is at All Andy Alford as well as facebook.com/AllAndyAlford. So until I talk to you on Tuesday night for a special post-game edition of All Andy Alford, this is Andy Alford saying, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. the game of life. Keep your stick on the ice. And to the teams you root for at home, and to my teams, go Walleye! Get the job done against Indianapolis. Let's go Tigers. Let's go Reds. Let's go Hens. And more birdies, less bogeys, because victory is sweetest when you have tasted defeat. Have a great night, everybody. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday for another special post-game edition of All Andy Elford. I love you guys. Talk to you guys then. And then remember, it's our fish, our fight. Let's get the job done, and let's burn up the fuel. Have a great night, everybody. Love you. Talk to you then. This has been a presentation of the All Andy Elford Network, right here on Spotify. You have listened to the show on the plethora of platforms, whether it be on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Bleaker. However you listen to the show, and whenever you listen to the show, thank you so much for tuning into the show. As always, you can follow our show on Twitter. It is at All Andy Elford, as well as Facebook.com. All sports lines are provided by Barstool Sportsbook. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit GamblingCenter.com. The podcasts are recorded right here on Spotify.